What's up? It's time for lip service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
Oh, man, I never thought this would happen. Havoc from Mobb Deep is here with us.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
That's
what's
lit.
Up? What's up?
Hey. I heard you were nervous and you said we got to go light on you.
Yeah, you know, I was going to research and see, you know, what y'all be talking about, but I didn't get a chance. So, you
the
know.
The truth.
I'm up a pit.
I mean,
right
you know
now.
What it is. We okay. have a good time now. We always start the show off with the tip of the day.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So, today's tip is how to make the best sex tape ever. I know you can give us some tips on things you need to do to make a great sex tape.
Some tips on how, I mean, you got to know how to hold the phone.
Angles. It's all about angles.
Yeah, angles. You got to have good angles.
Angles are great.
Yeah, I think to make a good sex tape, you should switch it around. You know, sometimes you should hold the phone. Sometimes he should hold the phone. That makes a really good one.
So you can't just put a stable in like.
And that's right. That's what I was going to say next. A stabilizer for the
stabilizer.
Phone.
Stabilizer.
If you can prop it up on a dresser. Or something.
Yeah. And like get really close, as close as possible to
zoom
it.
Zoom in.
Yeah. That makes a good sex tape.
And the guy should shave also, do you think?
Yes.
Shave?
Yeah, like you should manscape because it makes your dick look bigger. It's true.
I think that good sex makes a good sex tape.
Correct.
That's
period.
Very
period.
True. You got to show out.
That would be my tip. Just make it good.
You know, with Kim and Ray J's tape, everybody said it was bad, but I thought it was good.
She was kind of boring, I'm not going to lie.
You think so?
Did you watch it, Havoc?
I watched some of it.
She was a little dull. She was just laying there. And then, you know what I don't like? I don't like when people seem like they're putting on. Like, she didn't seem authentically
into it.
Right. She was like, it seemed like she was, you know how you say stuff because you want to seem like you're doing a sex tape and you want to make somebody come and you're like, oh my God, fuck me hard until you come. It didn't seem real to me. Like, do people really say that like that?
I say things like that.
But she didn't seem into it. And then he kept spitting on her pussy, so I kept thinking she was dry.
Yes. That's true.
Or maybe that was just something that he likes. Some guys.
I don't know. It seemed dry because I didn't hear no squish or nothing.
No macaroni and cheese.
Y'all crazy. Crazy.
I'm saying now, and Ghostface will say it, if your pussy dry, spit on my dick and put it in.
I mean, yeah, that's what spit is for.
But don't you feel like then you didn't do your job if you have to spit?
Nah, not necessarily, because the chick might just be whack. You know, she might just be one of those people that...
Wait, so her pussy's not wet, so she's whack?
I mean...
Maybe you're whack.
I mean, I'm definitely not whack, because I'm all into pleasing, you know what I'm saying? So if I can't get you aroused by then something's wrong with you.
They always say that there's certain in a relationship, somebody's a giver more than the right. other person. So you would say you're more of the giver.
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely. Like, you know, I go all out. So
we were talking last week about foreplay and how a lot of times guys don't do enough foreplay and right. how important is that?
That's if you don't give a fuck about the bitch. You know what I'm saying? He ain't gonna, you know
That's
what,
what that means.
Yeah, if he don't care,
harsh.
Why waste time on foreplay if you don't care about the chick? You know what I'm saying?
You just stick it in.
Right.
Just I mean, business.
I think there's different kinds of foreplay. Like before sex, you could do a lot of making out and rubbing and things like that without sucking. You know what I mean? Or spitting.
Right.
And I don't think the guy necessarily doesn't give a fuck about you if he's doing that.
Nah, I mean, I ain't say all
But
guys
I mean,
don't
if the if the guy is like, all right, come on, let's go upstairs, take your clothes off. All right, pass me the condom.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
just
I'm
like,
that
let's just get
out.
To it and
but,
get it over
but
with.
But all situations don't call for foreplay, though.
What?
I agree with that.
Well,
too.
Yeah, sometimes you're in the bathroom.
Sometimes you just want to just get crazy and be like, you know,
he just
you know.
Knocked the mic off the <You know>?
Right, but you have to be, foreplay has have to happen some type of way, because when you get to that point when you're ready to get to it, then you've
on
already...
On the phone, in the car,
on
your way there, the text messages, that...
Like something stimulated your mind to want you want to have sex.
No, yeah, and that's go. Like that's what I was saying, like when I pull up to the nigga's house, I'm leaking already.
Right.
Just with the thought in my mind. Anticipation. That's right. The anticipation.
So it'll be a waste of time if he start trying to suck your toes and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like, nigga,
just
you
know, a waste of time.
I mean, but you know what I'm saying? She might dry up by then.
Are you a kisser?
Nah, not really.
Really?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
No?
No.
Aww. So you never felt
I like to make that's out. That's
thing. Yeah, making out is so much
no,
fun.
No, I mean, you know, I'll do it. You know what I'm saying? But
not yeah. willingly.
No, willingly. I'll do it. Willing. If a chick is a kisser, you know, then I'll turn into one.
Okay, that's nice. He adapts to whatever situation.
Right. I'm a robber, a kisser, a licker.
Yeah, that's good.
What if she's like, hey, I want you to fuck me in my ass.
Then she's getting fucked in the ass.
All right. Well, would you do that to somebody that, say, the first time you have sex, or is that something you build up to?
I mean, it depends on the person. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people, if you just try to fuck them in their ass, they're going to look at you like you crazy.
Right. Like, I definitely look at you crazy. Like, whoa.
Or they might think you're gay.
Wrong hole.
Right. Like,
that nigga wants the booty hole. That's what he used to.
What do you think is the difference between now, like, and back when Mobb Deep was, you know, when you guys were out on the road all the time? And I'm sure it was a lot more private. Like, there were times that you could do things and you didn't have to worry about it being on the gram. Right, you didn't have to worry about it being on Twitter. You didn't have to worry about being on the blogs.
Right.
And nowadays, you feel like you got to be careful.
Super careful. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because nowadays, like, you'll have a chick and bring them over your crib and you think they're using the bathroom and he's fucking taking pictures.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
All in your medicine cabinet.
Yeah,
like Snapchatting.
You go to the kitchen. Now they got pictures in your fucking bedroom. It's just crazy. So you don't got no defense after that.
So what precautions do you take?
Take their phone.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
You're taking my phone now.
Yeah. But you see, that's why you shouldn't be messing with girls that you got to worry about things like that.
But some people...
Oh, bring them to your house. You shouldn't bring nobody to your house.
But some people that you think that you know, that you like cool with,
exactly.
and you build a rapport with them, some people can really fool you.
Right.
And they be fucking psycho. You be like, holy shit.
Mm-hmm. I had no idea she was like... You had some psycho experiences?
Yeah.
What's the most psycho thing a chick ever did?
Go on fucking Twitter and post some of my private pictures.
Damn. What?
Shit like that. Like, yeah.
So crazy. You be sending out dick pics and everything?
Not no more.
I sent that bitch put my dick on Twitter.
Not no more. I'm super paranoid now.
What's this out there? It's out there. Dick pics aren't that interesting anyway.
Not at all, but when you have a girlfriend, it's bad.
You don't put your face in it.
Yeah, no face, no case, but... When it's your girlfriend and your girlfriend knows your bathroom floor, she knows your fucking
right,
sheets.
Right, she knows your dick.
Right. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's
I know
up.
That's his dick.
I'm yeah, not right. gonna lie, I'd be dying for my boo to send me a dick pic. Jesus.
I don't want a dick in the mail.
He sent me
a dick in the mail.
He didn't send me a dick pic, but he sent me like
a bulge
picture of
He sent
it
you the August Alcina?
Yeah, of it like in his boxers. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, dying, like just send
let me
it.
See it.
Just send it.
I think
it.
It's easy because a guy sent out a dick pic.
I'm like, not gonna ask for it.
Let's keep it real. Dick's like, can you tell?
What?
That's my man's dick. If you get a picture,
I mean, if it was a guy, yeah, somebody that I've been with.
Unless he has like a very like noticeable birthmark or a certain type of curve.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna know.
I'm gonna know.
I would know.
I'm gonna know that dick when I see
it. I could tell dicks apart.
You think you can identify your man's dick in a dick lineup?
Especially the guys that I've been in serious relationships with, for sure. 100. Not even, you could put guys in a lineup that I've been with and I'll be like,
name
that's this
all.
One, that's that one, that's this one, that's that one, that's that one. For sure, for
can
sure.
Can you tell pussies apart?
I'm very observant.
Yeah.
You can?
Pussies are like faces, they all look different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They have similarities, but they all look different.
Yeah.
I can tell them apart.
What's better? Like, no, people always like, oh, she got a fat pussy. I'm always like, what is a fat pussy? What is that
even? Yeah, why do guys like fat pussies?
Because they look good.
They just look good.
Yeah,
and they feel like they feel cushiony, right?
Yeah,
when you're hitting it.
Yeah, it turns you on. It's nice and juicy.
Have you ever seen a pussy and been like, ugh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course.
Definitely.
For sure.
Definitely.
What makes a pussy ugly?
Roast beef, too much roast beef,
a lot of hanging,
a lot of hang time.
What do you think?
Too much curtains.
As a man,
I think pussy look pretty in general. Like,
but like in my definition, an ugly pussy is has like way too much hang time and like curtains and maybe like hair bumps.
Maybe some guys like hang time though,
or too much hair, or not the right cut.
Does hair bother you? Or are you old school?
Nah, hair don't bother me.
You see?
Oh, cool.
He don't mind a little puff.
Yeah, but it got to smell clean. It can't smell like piss. Like,
you know. Pissy. Get your pissy pussy out of here.
Oh my God.
We don't want no pissy pussies.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Have you ever woke up next to a chick? Because I know you had some fun times when you were younger and not even remember shit.
Nah, I never did that.
Really? Yeah, and been like, damn, how did she get in here?
Nah, I never did that.
Have you ever fucked somebody and regretted it and been like, damn, she's terrible looking in the light?
Nah.
You lying.
No, I don't regret shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I did it, I'm like, fuck it.
You never
I just won't do it again.
You never had to sneak a chick past your friends? Like, oh man, I don't want nobody to see how fucking.
Definitely, definitely.
I definitely, like,
I sent my friends to the store and shit.
Like,
send it to the
store. Go get
get this bitch out of here. Let me get this bitch out of here.
Lay in the store for 15 minutes.
What about, have you ever been so fucked up that you couldn't get hard?
Damn, nah.
Don't lie, because you said
I mean, come on, the Henny?
Yeah.
The Henny?
Like, so you have yourself like this, you couldn't get hard.
Yeah. I've been nervous.
You've been nervous?
Nervous to the point where, like, I probably.
What would make you nervous about fucking somebody? I don't know, guys get nervous.
I mean, you know, just like if you with somebody for the first time and. You want to go
the unexpected.
You
wanna, you're nervous
yeah,
you wanna, of what,
yeah,
what's
you know,
the
you like, yeah. Damn, like, you know what I'm saying? I gotta get busy.
I gotta show out.
So much that you just be nervous.
I've had guys, for the first time, have sex with me, and I could tell they're nervous. Like, they shake it, and they're like,
yeah,
oh,
you can feel their arms and shit shaking.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so that, really.
I've had guys, yes.
I don't think I've had that experience.
Oh, you just don't know, because he's too cool, he played it off.
Yeah, he played it off. But I've had guys that, they finally get to sleep with me, and they're like, I can't believe this. This is so, I can't believe this is happening.
Now, Stephanie, you were telling me about somebody that you know that hit you up, and they were asking you about dating. They've never been in a relationship.
Yeah, no, somebody hit me in the DM, and he said that he never had a girlfriend before, and he's just wondering how a woman would feel about dating someone that's never had a girlfriend.
Now, Havoc, how old were you when you had your first, like, real girlfriend / relationship? Because I feel like a lot of guys, they've dated and they fuck girls, on you know, on a, but they don't consider somebody their girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a whole nother level. How old were you, would you say, when you were in your first real relationship?
Like 14, 15.
Damn.
Nice.
That's young.
14, I mean, you know, that's the hood. You know what I mean? You in the hood, you know what I'm saying? You hook up with somebody.
Yeah, but I mean like a relationship, like, hey, we
nah, it was a real relationship. Like, I used to spend the night at her crib.
At 14, 15?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Word. 15, 14.
So you, how old were you when you lost your virginity?
You don't want to know that.
Like, nine.
I do want to know, how old were you?
She hit it on the head.
Nine, really? Wow.
Yeah. 9 years old? I was,
word.
So I would assume it was an older girl. Was she a virgin too?
Yeah, she probably was like 16.
Oh, shit.
Something like
that's
that.
That's illegal.
Wow.
Word.
What was your first time like?
It was fun. You know,
did you know
was,
what you were doing at 9?
I definitely didn't know what I was doing. You know what I'm saying? But,
but you enjoyed it, and that's what matters.
Yeah, I got that little tingly special feeling, so I know something was going on.
You probably lasted like 2 seconds.
1.5.
Did y'all only do it one time and that was it?
Nah, every summer after that.
Every summer?
Because I was in camp. It was like a sleepaway camp.
She must have been like a counselor.
Yeah, she was.
Somebody give him some paper so he can spit his gum out.
Oh.
We can hear, you know, we can hear that in the mic. You know.
I know, my bad, my bad.
Okay. He's holding it in his hand. Hold on. All right, now how aggressive do you think a guy should be? We were talking about this earlier, right? And Stephanie likes her men aggressive.
I do. I like my matter. But what do you mean aggressive? Like when they're first meeting you? Like,
yeah,
aggressive?
No, when they're first meeting you. Because, you know, they always say that persistence overcomes resistance.
Right, right.
And sometimes you don't want to date somebody, but you end up like doing it because they're so aggressive.
Like, right. A guy will never hear from me if he's not aggressive with the calling me or texting me, because I'm not, even if I like you a lot, I'm not going to reach out because I don't like rejection.
What do you think, Gigi?
I think that aggressiveness can be a gift or a curse. Mm-hmm. It can help you or it can hurt you. It just all depends on the situation in a whole. There isn't such thing as being too aggressive to the point where it's creepy and you're like, what the fuck is wrong with this nigga?
I told you fucking no.
Right. Or aggressive can be like, oh, he's
he
trying.
Really likes me. And it also be that night when you're extra lonely and like, all right, let me hit this guy up.
Yeah, the one that been trying. Let me finally give him a chance. So, yeah.
Well, Havoc, what do you think? How persistent, how aggressive are you when it comes to dating?
I'm pretty aggressive. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm I'm real aggressive because, I mean, you got to show the other person that you want to fuck with them.
Right. If you a just closed real, mouth don't get fed.
Yeah, straight up. If you're too relaxed, you know what I'm saying?
Open that mouth.
Yeah, like routinely, I curve. Even if I'm interested, I curve at first. Like, just to see where his head is at. Because if I curve you the first time and you're just like, all right, whatever, I try.
You don't really want
that
it.
It's like, you're not really trying. Right. You know what
I mean?
We
need you to make that effort.
But if I curve you and you're like, nah, you can't curve me. No. It's like, oh, maybe is, I can't.
Because the truth is, we don't want to act like we just did it like so easily. Yeah. We want you to, you know.
Right.
100%.
Yeah, and you guys, it's like a challenge right. though, right?
Definitely. That's definitely. Because if there's no challenge at first, you know,
I think she's doing this with everybody.
Pretty much.
But does it matter to you?
Yeah, it matters. Because what if you start fucking around and start liking the person? But you're going to hold that against them. Mm-hmm. For the rest of the relationship.
That they were so easy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know, they always say that sometimes you can meet somebody and hit it off right away. And
True indeed. I mean,
what if she fucked one of the homies back in the day? Does that matter? Because it seems like...
Yeah, that matters.
The circles are so small.
Yeah, does that, it really kinda, matter?
One of the homies or just somebody you know?
If it's just somebody I know, then it don't matter.
Right.
But if he, but if
it's one like of the people in the circle,
it depends on how the homie treated her.
Right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like that's if true. He just the situation treated, was. If he was treating her like a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And really don't give a fuck about right. it. And he expresses that every
like,
day.
Like, yeah, I ask it in that bitch face daily.
Yeah. Honestly, if a woman got treated by anybody, they should not go next to the circle because the circle knows.
Right. The circle knows. So the circle knows.
Strange shit happens, man. You know
you fall
saying?
In love sometimes. Right. It just, and people change. And people change and grow up too because you were kind of, I'm sure you were kind of a slime ball as well. So she got to forgive you.
Yeah.
As yeah. well.
I wouldn't say I was a slime ball, but...
But you were a rapper. Or you are a rapper. I'm sorry.
No,
so.
Come on. You was wild.
So but I'm one of the good guys.
Yeah.
I'm one of the good guys.
What a nice guy. All right. Now, what if the first time you have sex with somebody is whack? Do they get a second chance?
Yeah. They get a second chance. Because mm-hmm. they could have been nervous.
Right. Do you ever feel like you've been whack?
Probably.
Like, do you probably. Know right away, like, how you know you'd be like, oh, that verse was terrible. Do you yeah. know right away, like...
Yeah, because after you finish, damn, you go to the bathroom, you just be like, fuck.
You know, like, or then you damn. Got a cop a plea. What do you say?
I don't say shit.
I was about to say, usually they don't say anything.
I don't say shit.
Like, listen, I just want to explain what happened.
Yeah, because now you cop it up.
When my sex is whack, I'm like, listen, we got to do it again.
How can a girl have whack sex, though? Can her,
nah, but there's been
just
times.
Just laying there.
Yeah, there's been times, have, like, you just don't, like, you just not, it's just
into
not
it.
There.
I'm just not into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's just not there.
You're just distracted.
I can't say that I've given out whack sex in the past couple years, but I know I remember
in the past
the
couple
past,
years
for sure.
Why? What was whack about it?
I slept with this one guy a couple years ago, and we were drunk. We were so drunk, and just nothing was working. Nothing was working. Right. Like the liquor, like had me a little dried up, and then like we like kept hitting our heads on the headboard. Like it was just bad.
Blame
it was
on
so bad.
Alcohol.
But we tried again, and it was a lot better the last few times.
Right,
for sure.
Yeah, one of my friends was telling me she had sex with this guy. It was terrible the first time they had sex. And then like a couple of months later, she did it again. And she was like, wow, it's amazing that it was so much better. I can't believe, you mm-hmm. know, I didn't know I would ever give him another chance after that first time. Because sometimes you only get one shot.
That's it.
I was in a serious relationship with somebody who the first time we had sex, it was awful. It was so bad. He had to fuck me like 7 times for me to be satisfied.
7 times? You gave him a lot of chances.
I swear to God. And in the same night, it was like 7 times. And it was just so bad. And I curved him for 3 years after that.
3 years?
Yup. I did not
awful.
Give
Damn.
Him a second chance.
Wow.
And we stood friends. And I kind of would be like he would try to be like, what's up? Can we hang out tonight? And I'll be like, my mother's calling me. I'll call you back. You know what I mean? But then we ended up, the next time around, it was good.
All right, now let's get some questions off of the Instagram. How do you deal with a long distance relationship where you can't see the distance ever being removed? And you are both on different paths in terms of marriage and kids, but you've been together for more than 7 years, so it's hard to let go.
Let go and be friends.
I think you just got to see each other more often.
I don't see why it's impossible. If you're in a long distance relationship and y'all decide you want to be together, what's impossible?
Right.
Like, why can't somebody move?
Yeah, the other person can move.
Or you can. He said the other person. Yeah, somebody. It ain't gonna be me.
He's moving me. I was in a long distance relationship and I eventually moved.
Yep. Somebody gotta move. That's it. Or it's not gonna work.
And I didn't plan on moving.
Or what about when you're dating like an athlete and he doesn't play in the same city that you're in?
Is this personal? Right.
No, this is not personal. But I'm just saying,
you have to. And if you're really with someone and you care for that person and you guys care for each other and it's genuine, then you have to adapt to your situation. You right. just have and to make it work.
Yeah, I think that you can make it work. Which even is why though he's on the road a lot.
He ain't gonna be playing forever, I mean? Girl.
Exactly. He ain't gonna be playing forever.
Sooner or later, y'all gonna settle down somewhere.
How hard was it for you to maintain a relationship being on the road all the time?
Right.
It was kind of hard. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, when you're in the music industry, people don't trust you. Mm-hmm, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? You on a tour, smack girls, so. Nobody
do you think
really
a woman has
you.
To be like, okay, I have to understand what he does, and every now and then
there's going to be a side bitch.
She got to know what she's signing up for. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, come on. You know, I mean, not just rappers, but, you know, entertainers, sports figures. Right. You know, just
anybody
people,
who travels and is...
Yeah. I think he should get a couple of passes.
Damn. What about, she get some passes?
Yeah, she could get some passes.
Yeah, that's what I was saying
nice
last
of you
week.
To say.
That's yeah, she could get some passes.
Most guys wouldn't say that.
But that's what I was saying last week. You know, for a guy to date me, he needs to understand my lifestyle. There might be times that I'm traveling a lot. There might be times that I have to be out a lot in the nighttime. You know, like you have to just understand that to right. be in a relationship right. with me. Even just dating me, like not even a serious relationship.
Would you rather be with a girl who's in the spotlight or somebody that nobody knows that's low key?
Somebody that's low key.
Of course.
Because that's just the way I am. I'm just right. like, yeah, low key.
But sometimes it's fun to have like that power couple that
everybody. True indeed. I mean, you know, either or for me, but I would prefer somebody low key.
I used to say that I prefer somebody low key, but right now, in this point in my life, I would prefer to date somebody that. You
can
know,
understand your
can
lifestyle.
Understand my lifestyle. Who understands that there's groupies, there's male groupies, there's female groupies. You know what I mean?
Listen, everybody, male groupies probably worse than female groupies.
Yes.
Even for guys. Like,
male groupies?
Yes.
They
want to smoke with you. They want to hang out with you. Yeah.
They
want to
send
you
call
some
you
music.
Bro. They want to tell everybody you they big bro.
Right.
No. All right, now, Healthy Negro had a question on Instagram. He was saying, teach women and give tips on giving good head, not that 30-second bullshit.
Oh, 30 Steph. Seconds. You want to tag in first? You want me tagging first?
You first. You suck, okay. baby.
You have to enjoy. You're good at what you enjoy doing. Mm-hmm. Right. So if you enjoy giving head, you will be good at giving head. If you find pleasure
not
in
necessarily
giving
though, you could enjoy it but not be good at it, I would think.
And you know what, a tip for the ladies to giving, you know, to have to give somebody a blowjob that's a long blowjob, you know, relax, don't go too fast, you're gonna get yourself tired.
Take your time. And you gotta switch it up.
Yeah,
you can't stay doing the same thing over
exactly.
and over. You gotta
switch
your moves up.
don't use both hands at the same time because you're gonna get tired. Use one hand, then use the other one, then maybe two at the same time.
If it's
then
big
let
enough
it go.
It's like
you
the
know
Olympics.
What I mean? Yeah.
Blowjob like, hands.
Out. Start slow.
Go,
you know,
go
you know,
fuck with the balls for a minute. Come back up.
Yeah,
lick
exactly.
it. Lick only the head. You know, you got to variegate it.
Like, if you're just there, like,
are you listening to that? Because I want to know how. I want to know how true what they're saying is. So they're saying switch it up. They're saying for the long haul, don't go too fast.
Yeah,
take your time
down.
With it. Don't use both
chill.
Hands at the same time.
Yeah.
What
chill.
Else?
I would say they're pretty accurate.
Right? Yeah just so chill.
Change up your move.
Because guys like when you start slow and then build it.
Yeah. To build it up.
You know pretty what accurate. I mean?
The anticipation.
Right? And you can't leave the balls out. You have to give the balls some immediate attention.
Yeah, it depends though. Some guys are ball people, some guys aren't.
Yeah, some guys don't want you to touch their balls.
That's because they too sensitive.
Because they're crazy.
But what's your balls guys, like, Havoc?
They sensitive.
You're like, don't touch them.
No. They can touch them. You can just touch them, but
carefully.
Don't be fucking rough with them. Like, right.
Yeah, that's another
boxing bag.
Listen,
men's testicles are like Fabergé eggs. You got to treat them with care.
Be really careful. And you know, you could go a little harder on the dick than the balls. Don't, it's not the same.
Now
it's
that's
very
interesting
different.
Because the last lip service that we did before with Miles, he was saying that guys like to have their balls like kind of played with, I mean not their balls, their dick kind of rough.
Right.
and they like to be nibbled on sometimes.
He said that. I don't know.
Is that true? Because I don't know if that's true.
It depends on the person.
Right. Everybody likes what they like.
Right. A little nibbling, a little rough play.
Yeah. Depends on the person.
We're asking him you personally.
What if it was, like, if you feel teeth? How you feel about that?
He was like, it's some light teeth.
That's cool.
Light,
that's
cool. Really?
Not bite. Only it, but big. Just like,
see, I was always taught, you know, no teeth.
Yeah, me too.
I was too. No, however,
not through the whole motion, but like, you know, every
move.
Now and then, you know, bite.
Give me
you
your hand. Move, right, where you come in your mouth and then you can kind of like. With your teeth a little. Like graze a little.
A little grazing.
Yeah. I think that's the move.
Never
that they
on
like.
I thought Gigi was about to put my hand in her mouth.
I thought so too. I was waiting. I was like, huh? Ooh.
No.
Fun.
She grabbed my hand like, give me your hand.
We go far, but we don't go that far.
Y'all crazy.
All right. Now, another question that we had that people were asking was about, would you be with a woman who didn't give head at all?
She's childish.
It wouldn't last long.
Really?
It wouldn't last long.
A man needs his
dick. What if everything else is great?
It wouldn't last long.
No, a man needs.
So is that important?
Yes.
It's a
sorry,
part.
You asked
him. Yeah, it's a part of the whole situation. Yeah, it wouldn't.
What she
last
do when
long.
She on her period? He just don't get nothing.
Exactly.
He gets a hand job.
Right. Maybe anal. What if she does anal?
And then she get a gold star. But you still got something.
If you had to choose between anal and oral,
oral.
You
pick?
Both.
You have to pick one or the other.
I guess, I like to do the action, so fuck it, give me the anal. I'll take it.
Okay, all right.
Anal is greater than oral. Okay, now Nadine Rodriguez said, who gets up for the rag? That's the question.
Who what?
Who house
gets
is
up
it?
For the rag?
Whose house is it?
Who's gonna get
it
up and
just
get the
depends
wax
on
no,
ma- house.
No matter who house it is, the man got to get up for the rag.
Really?
Sweetheart.
Just being real.
All right, the man gets up for the rag.
I think. Well, let me stop getting up then, because I'm getting up.
I know Gigi does.
You know,
Gigi
I
probably get up, get a rag, make a sandwich.
I do. You need a drink, baby.
I know she does.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, when it's in my house, and the guy's a guest in my house, he's not really used to being there. I'm gonna be like, babe, you want some water? Let me get you a rag.
Right.
But otherwise, you know, if it's somebody you're used to.
If it's his house, what if you're at a hotel?
If you're in a hotel, he gets it. He got to go get it.
And make sure the water,
if he did
make sure
job,
you run
right?
that water and make that water warm.
Hot.
Don't come back with no cold ass rag.
Rag.
Yeah, and if he did his job,
a cold rag is disrespectful.
That means she don't give a fuck about you.
Yeah,
she
that means the dick was bad. That means she mad at you.
Like, hey,
no cold ass rag.
And if he did his job right, you're dead in the bed.
So you can't get up.
You can't get up.
That's when you just lay in the wet spot. Who sleeps in the wet spot?
What is this? Oh, all right. Now here's another question from Elsie Musician. How much, if any, difference in attraction and status do we choose? The cute person with less over the beautiful physical person with status who has twisted motives. So what's more important to you? Somebody that is good looking but doesn't have a lot, or somebody who has a lot of status and everything but doesn't look that good?
But he has bad motives, so it doesn't even matter if he looks good.
All right, listen. Good looking, but doesn't have a lot, or status, but not that good looking.
I'm not really a looks type of person. I think that my looks are good enough to compliment us in any way. So I'm going to go with the person that got it going on versus the person that look good.
Okay. Your attraction is more about he's got it going on. That's more attractive.
Somebody that's successful. Yeah. Because then you can learn from that person. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Not me. I want couple. The fine.
And
but
guess what? But are you going to post them
what?
On Instagram?
You can always.
No.
You can always buff them rough edges. And you know, y'all know what money do to people and make them look better.
You can always Photoshop them.
There you go.
You always buff them rough
edges.
How
do you feel about having a public relationship, like posting your woman on Instagram? And
I don't do it. I'm not into that. I don't do it. Because
I think it ruins relationships.
Like, yeah, because it's like a million haters out there.
Yeah.
People jumping out the woodwork. As soon as you post your girlfriend up.
Yeah, everybody got a story.
What if she's like, why you don't want to post me? Is it?
Yeah, and I'm going to tell her why. It's like, because do you want this relationship to last or don't you? Because as soon as I post your picture, you know it's over after that. Like, it's a wrap.
Tag me. What about taking her out to the club and stuff like that?
I'll do that all day.
Right, you're just not going to put no pictures on Instagram?
Nah, no pictures. Because you're supposed to keep your relationship private in order for it to work. You got to give it a fighting chance. At least get 5 years in before you start posting public.
Oh, at least a couple. I agree with that. I was public about my last relationship, and I regret it. I totally regret it. Yeah. I totally regret it. It was an embarrassing, fucked up situation.
But do you think if he was the right guy, maybe it would have been okay?
No, yeah.
Because he wasn't really the right
guy.
But
I still feel like we could have waited to do that. I feel like you should give it at least a year or
some
change. Let us
have our solid foundation.
Yeah, like let us be close.
None of that is going to bother us.
Exactly. Where if we get any negative reaction from people, we could just look at each other and be like, whatever, babe, we knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, that was that's kind of leading into my question. Like, what if there's a marriage involved? Like, not a relationship. What if you guys are married and... The husband
different.
Didn't want to post the wife or vice versa.
Yeah, that's definitely different.
That's different. That's
I know
her,
people
that's
who are married with kids and don't post that shit at all and nobody knows. Is that weird?
That's smart.
That's smart.
Yeah, that's smart.
Because
very
nobody's
smart.
In your business.
Very smart.
I mean, when you have a family and kids and everything, I don't know how you could hide it, but I don't feel like.
But as a woman, don't you feel offended? Like, damn, let these bitches know
as
that
long
you
as
have
he's
a
wearing
wife.
That ring.
Yeah, but if you confident in your relationship, you don't need no posts.
Yeah, right. I agree.
You know
with
what I'm
that.
Saying? Like,
I
you secure with your relationship, you don't need a post to. Put the stamp on it.
Like when I'm dating somebody and they're like, oh, you don't never post me up on your Instagram. I'm like, all right, this relationship is over.
Now, what if you're dating somebody and you're dating somebody else? Do you tell them?
What?
What?
Wait, so if you're dating two people.
Right.
And not, they ask
no
you serious
that.
Relationship.
And they ask you, are you just with me or are you dating other people? What do you say?
It depends on the type of relationship you have with that person. Like if you're trying to build something with the person, no, don't tell them you're fucking somebody else.
But what if they find, you don't believe
but
in honesty,
friends,
full disclosure?
If y'all friends,
no, man can't
you
take
be
it.
Honest.
Man can't take honesty.
You should be honest. I think you should be honest from the gate because then, you know, down the line, they'll love you for that. You know what I mean?
Because listen now, Havoc, if you were dating a girl and she told you, okay, you know what, we're not in a relationship and yes, I am dating somebody else, does that make you feel like I don't want to fuck with her anymore or does it make you feel like, damn, I got to try to win her?
You got to win her?
Yeah. And then plus you respect the honesty, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So you know down the line, everything is about honesty and transparency, open book.
So if she asked you...
If she asked me.
And you would be like, well, yeah, I'm dating other people.
Yeah,
too.
I'm going to tell the truth.
Like, what if she asks you specifics? Do you get into specifics?
See, no, I'm not going to get into specifics.
She's like, so last night when I tried to call you and you didn't answer the phone.
Well, I was asleep.
That's you would lie. Right.
Nah, okay. I'm not going to lie. I'll tell the truth.
You would. You'd be like, well, I was fucking somebody else.
I'm not going to say fucking, but I'm just going to be like, I was chilling with somebody. I'm not going to rub it in their face and be like, yeah, you know, I was fucking somebody.
What makes you decide to settle?
I went and got the rag.
What makes you decide to settle down with someone?
Say that again?
What makes you decide to settle down? Like, okay.
What makes you decide?
Yeah.
It has to be the person. Like, if they that person that fulfills your needs. And they fulfill every aspect, you know, that you need, like, you know, cooking and on your side, trying to build you up, your backbone, and somebody that you don't want to let go. You just, you have to settle down with them.
So you have to. Stephanie, what was you going to say?
Where was I?
We were talking about dating two different people and the competition aspect of it.
I just feel like if a guy tells me, like, yeah, I'm fucking you and I'm fucking somebody else, it's more like, for me, it's like, I'm not... good enough for you, like you're bugging. I don't even want to fuck with you no more.
Let me tell you something that just happened with one of my friends that I want to see what you think, because we had this debate about it. Okay. So she met this guy, she started dating him, and then he told her that he had met a female before they met. She lives in another country, and she was coming to visit. But he didn't want to cancel.
So
but this was before he met her. Before he met my friend, and then he said he had a girl coming to visit. He wasn't going to cancel her trip, but he was just giving her a heads up. Just so you know, this girl is coming to visit. This was before you.
Is she going to stay in his house?
I have a friend that something like that happened to.
Really?
Yeah. Is she going to stay in his house?
She was staying with him and everything. And
oh,
it was
no.
something that was pre-planned. Yep. And he was like, I can't make her cancel the trip.
The girl was coming from Hawaii. And she had started dating this guy and he had a girl coming in from Hawaii and he told her, like, I have this friend that lives in Hawaii and we planned a month ago for her to, and she had probably been seeing him for about 2 weeks.
Right.
And he was like, a month ago we planned for her to come visit and she's coming this week and she's staying with me. That happened to my friend.
But it's kind of like, I appreciate your honesty. this is something that happened before me. What is he supposed to do?
For me, it's like, listen, I'm not asking you to cancel a trip, but book her a hotel. And that's it. If you're going to be fucking with me, she can't stay in your house. And or you should, like, I don't want to know that she's staying in your house.
That's not your man.
Even if it's not my man, it's like, no. It's a turn off. I'll probably stop fucking with him.
She did.
Yeah, exactly. I would stop fucking with
him. She was like, you can have that when you're done with that. Then holler.
And I just feel like there's so many men in the world. You don't have to put up with things like that, you know? Mm-hmm. That's how I feel.
What do you think, Havoc, as a man? I want to hear this from a man's point of view, because I was like, well, he was honest. He told you the truth. He didn't have to. He could have just went missing and made up some excuse, but he did come to you and tell you the truth. This is something that he had planned before he even met her. And it is kind of respectable that, okay, I did, you know, make these plans with this girl. Mm-hmm. I don't want to treat her like shit. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you know,
I mean,
what does that mean?
He has to cancel the trip.
Right. If you like the girl,
he got to cancel it.
If you like the girl,
I feel like if he doesn't cancel the trip, that he still has feelings for this girl that was coming in.
If he doesn't cancel the trip, he still, if you're like, oh, I understand, you're allowing him to like somebody else. You're allowing him to stay with somebody, get to know somebody for however many days they're going to be there, and, you know, to long for them, to want them more.
But at the same time, we haven't even known each other that long.
But it's promoting a bad habit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, early.
I'll be like, all right, boo, have fun. Don't call me no more.
Yeah, because if you got her, what you need me for?
Exactly. Like, we're good. It was nice.
Damn. But then maybe he'll be like, well, damn, I shouldn't even have told her the real shit.
Yep.
No, but
that's... Because you know how often that happens. Yeah. When you be like, damn, I was honest. And now we have an argument. I could have just lied and everything would have been okay. She would have never known.
That's why people lie. Because they feel like it's easy to hurt you. And if you know, if you don't know the truth, then it won't hurt you. So people lie.
Mm. Yeah, but it's always going to come to the light anyway.
Of course.
Yeah.
Better off telling the truth.
Now, if the shoe was on the other foot for me and I met somebody new and I really liked them and I had this person coming from Europe or wherever they're coming from, and, you know, I already planned it, but I like this new person, I'm going to cancel it. I'm going to curve the person coming from out the country, because, you know what, that's not my problem. If you still want to come, then you come. But just know that I found somebody that I like, so I don't really have time to hang out with you.
Yeah, because if a chick confronted me with that, she going to have to cancel that trip. And if she don't cancel the trip, then I ain't fucking with her.
She don't really fuck with you like that.
I ain't fucking with her.
Yeah.
But it's so early on. It's hard to say.
But this, we building the blocks. These are the building blocks.
The foundation. So if the foundation is shaky, the house gonna fall down.
If you can't do something dramatic for me right now.
Do something dramatic.
You know what
I'm
saying?
You're probably not going to do something dramatic for me down the line.
Right. You know, and it's early. Like, let me see how you do this. Cancel this shit. Like, fuck them.
And you know what? And if the guy canceled the other girl for me, it shows like he's going beyond for me. You know, he's doing extra for me. He's doing more.
But then at the same time, he doesn't know where your relationship is headed yet. It's still super early.
Right.
Yeah, so he just canceled the trip, give the other chick an excuse real quick.
Yeah,
and see
reschedule
where,
that.
Postpone
it.
See what happens between you and the new chick. And then, you know, either the bitch can come later or she never come at all.
Right.
All right, now let's talk about this. Somebody sent me a email, and they said, she said the guy that she's been dating for the past 10 years has been robbing her. He told her that his child support was $750 a month, but she found out it's really only $121 a month, and every 2 weeks she's been giving him $200 out of her paycheck to help.
Okay, wait. Why is she giving him money to pay his child support?
Now,
he's a loser.
I asked her that, and then she emailed me back, and she said, they dated over 10 years, and just this past year, he's been having some financial issues. So I chose to help him, seeming that he never asked me for help before.
He took advantage of her kindness.
But they've been together for 10 years, so that's nothing to take lightly.
No. And that's a good reason for her to help him. However, he should have kept it 100 with her on how much it was.
Yeah.
Once he inflated the price of what the child support was, then he was betraying her and taking her money.
Why is child support only $107?
Child support goes by what you make. So that says a lot about him.
So if he don't make nothing, he only going to pay $150. Yeah.
Would you ever ask a woman for help, or would that be hurtful for your pride?
Never would I ask a woman for help. Not for money, at least.
Would you feel weird if a guy asked you for some money, for some help? Even if it's somebody that's like your boyfriend.
Let me tell you something. It has happened to me, and I don't let them live it down. I know I might be a bitch for that.
You're an ass.
But as soon as we got into an argument, you forgot you owe me $1,000?
Right.
I don't even let a chick pay for dinner for me. So.
Yeah, and I just feel like... me, myself, as a woman, I don't even really feel comfortable with guys doing a lot for me. Because I've had guys do a lot for me. And they always, oh, if it wasn't for me, you wouldn't have this.
Right.
If it wasn't for me, you wouldn't have got that.
Do not throw shit in my face.
And I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really let guys do too much for me. I'll accept a gift here and there and things like that, a trip, blah, blah, blah. But as far as a guy like paying my bills and doing things for me, nah.
So, Heaven, you said you don't let a girl even pay for dinner?
It's hard for me, you know what I'm saying? Because I like to take care of people. So, like, if I'm at dinner or something like that, and, you know, the woman wants to pay, I really don't.
What if she needs some money for something? What if she's like, oh, you know, I'm having some problems and I can't pay my rent?
I help somebody out.
Oh, that's nice.
That's nice.
I help somebody out.
Now, Gigi, what if a guy asks you for some money?
Girl, bye.
But it's somebody that you love. They've had some hard times as of late. What, Gigi? Why are you looking at
she
me?
Ain't
like,
having
she's
it.
Not even
me
answering.
I just rolled my eyes so hard. First of all, not to discredit any man and where they are in life right. or what they're doing, but just me personal and where I am in life and what I'm doing, I'm not going to put myself in a predicament to be around or be with somebody that's going to need me financially. Because even if you are going through hard times, first of all, I deal with grown men. I don't deal with children. So a grown man has something to fall back on. A grown man has saved. A grown man right. has invested. A grown man has put those blocks in order to where as though when he has a bad day or he has a bad time, nobody knows it because he has something to fall back on.
What so if he's like, well, I just bought a house. I spent all my money doing a down payment to do this and that. I just need a couple of G's.
See, this is where I come from. And I don't know if this
couple
is,
of cheese.
Uh-oh. I don't know if this is just, you know, how I was taught, you know, and as a young adult. But when it comes time to make a significant financial purchase, you cannot spend your all on that significant financial purchase. You should have enough to make that significant financial purchase and
plus
still have the same amount still in savings or still
at least close to the same
no,
amount.
No, hold on now. I'm not going to lie. I bought my house. I had to put down $250,000.
Bitch, your house is $1.17 million.
Right. That was a lot of money. I ain't have shit for a little while.
Yeah,
you know,
but
and sometimes
different.
You make those sacrifices.
Yeah,
at a certain
different.
Point.
But you're not a man.
And I was
you're
about to say that. You're
woman.
A woman. You're a woman.
So it's different.
Here's that catch 22. It's different for a woman than it is for a man. The same way a nigga could go out and sling his dick all over the United States and he's the man. But if I go sling my pussy across Texas, I'm a hoe. Mm-hmm. Then if he went and spent his money on everything, on his home and everything, and he don't have nothing else to back that up, if
but
he gets into financial
time. I'm just down for 3 months.
Nah, B.
I mean, for me, I'm very independent. You know, I do everything for myself, but I'm very generous. Mm-hmm. You know, I give, you know, I give without asking. I like to buy my guy things.
And I agree with him.
I like
way.
To do that.
I've definitely had
but
my cake mama moments.
As far as a guy, like asking me like, hey, can you help me pay my rent this month?
Can you pay my child support?
Let me my kids.
No.
I don't want that big a child support
no,
now.
No.
It just sound crazy. And I also feel like you should have some other people you could ask.
Right.
Because I never had to ask a man like,
where's your homies?
Right.
Where's your homies
where's
that you dissed
mother?
Me for?
Where's your father?
Yo, she said, I don't know that bitch.
But what if like he has family members that he had to help out and it was extraordinary
if it was an extreme case and I had it and I really
I
fucked with this nigga
shit.
Listen, if it was an extreme case and I had it and I really could be there to help him, then yes.
He's
but
like, my
I'm
mom
not,
I gotta pay a hospital bill.
Right, but if it's just some bullshit, then no, because you should be able to cover the bullshit. You should have something on the back burner for the bullshit. Yes, listen, Jay-Z said it most, chains is cool to cop, but more important is lawyer fees. You can't be out here spending your money on frivolous bullshit and then when some real shit come up you looking crazy. And as a man,
but people make mistakes,
that's true, but as a man, a grown ass man should be able to handle that.
Having like I had to ask my girlfriend
now,
I never had to ask nobody for shit. That's
no,
for
man,
real
people shit happens and people do make mistakes, especially financial mistakes. I've made financial mistakes, we've
of
all
course.
Made financial mistakes,
girl.
However, there's that catch 22. A man is supposed to have his shit together financially and a woman is not supposed to be a hoe. That's it.
Right.
All
right,
so Havoc, let me ask you this. Since we're talking about money and all of that, what's the best gift you ever bought a woman?
The best gift I ever bought a woman, I would have to say a car.
Zam, Zaddy.
But that's
a good gift.
Yeah, that's
a great gift.
That's fundamental.
What kind of car was it?
A BMW.
Yeah, that's nice. That's nice.
I bought my own BMW just now for my birthday.
Nice BMW.
Oh, that's what your birthday gift for? You got
I bought myself a BMW, a brand new one. You
right, because you already had one. Let's clear that up. You got a new one.
Got rid of that one. Got a new one. 2016.
No.
Can't wait to see it. Congrats. Happy birthday.
That's what I'm talking about.
But that's an investment. It's definitely seeing it. Yeah. That's an investment into your future, though, I would assume. Like, if you buy a woman a car, you're like, okay, we're going to be together forever.
For sure. I mean, not forever, but you know what I mean?
In your head, though.
We're going to be together this week and you're going to drive me around.
I ain't saying, have other niggas in the car. You know what I'm saying?
What if you buy a woman a car, you ask for a ride from the airport? She's like, nah.
See, that's why you got to keep the car in your name.
Then you ain't really buying it.
I'm just joking. But she will have some issues.
You did put it in her name, though.
Yeah, for sure.
You said she'll have some issues?
Yeah, she'll have some issues if she don't pick me up from the motherfucking airport.
You like there's still a car note to be paid, okay? That could not be paid. That could get repoed. How honest are you with women when they ask you about, like, you know, things about your past and all of that? Are you a bedroom talker? You know how you lay down in the bed and they're like, you know, with guys, they tell you all they shit. Why they lay down with you? Laid up.
Pillow talk.
Yeah. You'd be like, man, I hate Prodigy, man.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't do that. You know what I'm saying? I definitely don't. You know, as far as pillow talk, we could talk about, like, you know, excelling, you know what I mean, and achieving more, but I won't talk about my personal business too much to just anybody that I'm laying in the bed with.
How hard is it for you to trust somebody?
It's really hard. You know that. It's like, it's super hard to trust because people have ulterior motives.
Right.
You know, so, you know, you might tell somebody something and next thing you know, like 20 other people know.
Oh my God.
You know what I'm saying? This is crazy.
Would you ever write a book?
Yeah, I was in the process of writing a book. Yeah.
And what happened?
I'm still writing it. You know what I mean? But it's going to be pretty good.
Like, what's it? So is it like a memoirs type of thing?
It's just a book just describing my, you know, my first 40 years of life. Just through it all. Not even on some, like, you know, Mobb Deep shit, but everything leading up to that and then beyond.
What are some things about you that are going to be in that book that nobody knows yet?
That nobody knows how much I like art, you know, like the, you know, the paint and draw and stuff like that.
Oh, you paint and draw?
Yeah, stuff like that. You know,
see, now that's a nice gift. That's a thoughtful gift to give somebody. If you're dating somebody, you paint and draw.
Most talented people are artistic in other ways than what they're known for.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so that's not surprising.
Is that something you feel like you can make money off of, painting and drawing?
I'm pretty. It's a hobby. You know what I mean? I know eventually if it's sitting
people
around
people
will
be like,
enough,
man, I bought this painting from Hattie. You can make so much money.
Yeah, you know, we can start a gallery. Sure. You know,
good, though?
I would say so,
we
got
to see some work.
Yeah, I'll show you some work.
You know, because I can say I paint and draw and it shouldn't be whack. What are some other things? And what made you decide you should write a book? Because I'm sure Prodigy writing his book, which, by the way, I enjoyed.
Yeah, that kind of sparked me off.
Like, I enjoyed that book a lot. Yeah,
that sparked, because I never thought about writing a book. So when he wrote a book, I was like, oh shit, I should write a fucking book.
Especially because he probably said a lot of shit about you in there and you were like, I got to fucking refute some of this.
Yeah, at first I felt like that. But then after a while, I was like, you know, that's his story. So,
yeah.
I mean, I want to tell just my story and not have it being dictated by whoever wrote what.
Right. You know, because we all have a different story. Like, we can all talk about the way something happened and you'll recall it a different way than somebody else would recall it.
Yeah.
Right. But and you know what made his book good was that I felt like he said things about himself that were, like, kind of embarrassing that you wouldn't necessarily want people to know. So you're like, oh, he got to be telling the truth if he's going to say shit about coming from the suburbs you wrote his rhymes and stuff like that. Yeah. He was talking about all of that.
Yeah, the book was pretty good. It was it pissed a lot of people off.
It sure did.
But it wouldn't have been a good book if it wouldn't have, you know. It's supposed to do that.
Are you concerned about pissing people off?
50-50. It's 50-50. I don't like to piss people off. You know, I'm kind of, you know, non-confrontational.
Right. But in order for the book to be good and honest, you are going to piss some people off.
I'm sure. You know what I'm saying? The honesty is definitely going to piss a couple people off.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to that. How far along are you with it?
I'm like 90% done.
Oh, it's almost done.
Yeah, yeah. The name of the book is called The Silent Partner, so it's going to be pretty good.
Oh, shit. You think you're the silent partner?
Yeah.
No, you had some wild times.
I know.
You feel like you lived your life and like you're good now. You just everything's calm. Cause listen, you used to be out and about in these streets.
Right.
I'm not gonna lie. No, I don't wanna say it.
What? Don't say it.
No, I was gonna say back in the day I was young and I used to see him in the tunnel all the time.
All the time.
Wilding out. I wasn't even old enough to be in there, truthfully.
Word. Of course you weren't.
But I used to see him in the tunnel like every single week. Word. Now where do you go? Do you say, hey, I don't wanna even go out because too much shit be happening?
Yeah, I don't I'm like a homebody. I don't go out like that too much. Only if every once in a blue moon. You know what I'm saying? Because I get enough going out when I'm on the road on tour. And
when
I'm
you
on,
have to and you get paid for it.
Yeah, and I'm on tour like 90% of the year, so.
Right, let's keep it. And Stephanie, we don't go out if we don't have to.
Yeah, no, I don't go out at all unless I'm booked.
Right.
It's like very rare for me to go out.
Right. You think the
club unless it's like one of my friend's birthdays or something like that.
The club scene is so different now than it used to be. You think the music like and everything the way it is nowadays is you think like back in the 90s was way better?
I wouldn't say it was way better. It's just different. You know what I'm saying? I think the kids are enjoying the music that's out now.
Because we don't have shit like the Palladium, the Tunnel.
That's true. That's
we don't have stuff like that anymore.
Because niggas fucked it up. You know what I'm saying? that's all that
I
is.
I don't know how the club scene was back in the days, but the music was definitely, definitely way better in the 90s.
It was more substance, you know what I'm saying, hip-hop. To it. It was more hip-hop. It was more of a variation.
Right.
You know what I mean? Now it's just like one sound.
Right.
Yeah.
That's it.
Is there a New York sound?
Nah, there's not a New York sound at all.
I don't think there's a lot of room for it.
It's not a New York sound.
Unfortunately.
It's just New York artists emulating the sound that's out today and making it a little different, but it's still a trap sound. Mm-hmm.
As far as women, what city would you say has the best women?
What city has the best women?
If you had to say, this city, the women are popping. Look, Stephanie giving you a dirty look already, like, don't fucking play.
You better say.
I would have to say Madrid.
Madrid?
Wow. He left America.
Damn.
Us American women, we're not doing it for him.
I mean, why Madrid, though? Tell us why.
Because it's just...
I've been to Madrid one time.
It's different. This is different.
So you like white girls?
That's Spain.
They Spanish.
They white.
They Spanish.
Spanish people are white.
Definitely
I'm
like
not
that
Spanish.
Shit.
I'm Latino. You know, I'm a Latina. You know what I mean?
But Spanish people are European. But what's so popping about girls in Madrid?
Nah, it's just
so we could bring some of that here.
Just they. I mean the
whole vibe.
Yeah, the whole vibe is just crazy. You know the look vibe.
What do you mean? He's like, it's a vibe. Like, give us some specifics so we know. What are we doing wrong here?
They more friendly. They a little bit more friendly. You know what I'm saying? A little down to earth.
Yeah, that's how I feel about the Southern men. I feel like the Southern men.
Southern hospitality.
They're so nice and they're so cool and understanding.
Because here in New York, you know how y'all do. If you try to kick it and we ignore you, like, you'd be like, fuck you, bitch, you ain't all that.
Right. No, and I feel like the men from New York are like, they want you to baby them. They want another mother. They want you to do everything they mom did for them.
New York dudes?
Yeah,
New York
guys.
They want you to cook the turkey.
They
want to
be like a baby. They want you to baby them. They want you to go get the rag.
They want you to get the rag.
You fucking with the wrong New York niggas. That's what that is.
No, I lived in the South for 10 years, and Southern hospitality is a real thing. And a good Southern boy,
it's amazing.
Is a good thing. But I'm with a New Yorker now. So
nah, but I like the New York. I'm Puerto Rican. You know, I like to get abused. So
she likes to fight.
Choke me up.
Right. Yeah. Not physically fight, but she likes to argue.
No, I don't really like to argue.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. I haven't had an argument,
I have issues with Stephanie where we'll go someplace and the whole time she'll be outside on the phone arguing. And then not only will she argue,
single.
At the end of the argument, she'll be like, where the fuck is you at right now? I'm coming there.
Send me your location. I'm on my way.
No, but that was when I was in a bad relationship. A very bad relationship. I haven't had an argument in months.
Are you an arguer, Havoc? You like?
Hey God.
No, I'm not an arguer. I changed the subject.
So it can't trap you into no damn argument.
I try not to get into an argument. I try to switch the subject.
You ever got into a fight with one of your boys over a chick?
Nah. Nah.
Bros over hoes.
I definitely never got into a fight with one of my homies over it. Because I'd be like, fuck it.
There's a lot of nothing, right?
I'd be like, fuck both of them.
Fuck both of them.
Let
them
have each fun.
Right. Y'all don't ever have no like competitions like, haha, I'm going to take this girl. Because I remember being on the road back in the day, you know, when I was working and I seen all kind of crazy shit happen.
Right.
You never had guys be like, okay, I'm going to take this girl from his room and da 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 da.
Oh yeah, niggas do that all the time.
Oh, the robbery.
Yeah, niggas do that all the time. But you know what I'm saying? If a nigga could do that with the chick is not worth it.
No. So it's so just like she ain't fighting over. Anyway, yeah. That's a fact. Like,
You ever was running trains and stuff like that?
Huh?
You ever ran a train?
In the 90s, they was running trains.
Come on now.
You know you was running trains.
That was the thing back in the day.
That was a thing back in the day.
I seen some incredible shit. Like really, I didn't even think a girl could do so it
much.
Like that.
Take that much. Word. Dick.
Like 20 niggas. Like
damn.
That's crazy.
That's a lot. That's soreness.
She's dead right now.
Yeah.
What was he talking about last week? Because she can't do it no more because she's her vagina sore.
Yeah, she's too sore from that.
R.I.P. to her.
Would you participate in that though? Would you be on the line?
These days? No.
No. I mean, back then you did.
Oh yeah, back then. Like, of course.
Did you feel like you had to be first, or is it okay?
Yeah, let me get mine first. Let me get mine first. Because after that, I'm out of there.
Right.
I'm out.
You like, I don't know.
Yeah, you ain't going to stay around.
I don't know about these 17. Dirty guys I hang out with.
I ain't
with.
Trying to be number 17.
Nah. Give me mine first.
And did you ever look at those girls, like, if you ever saw them, somebody's like, hey, you remember me? Y'all ran a train on me. You ever ran into them somewhere else?
They act like they just...
Like it's regular.
Like nothing happened. Hey, shit, what's up? Yo, what's up? Like, I'd be like, I'd be wanting to talk. I used to want to talk to them and just ask them, like, why'd you do that? Like,
you know, oh, you was Drake before Drake?
Yeah.
You don't have to do
this. I was.
not to try to talk
out of it, but to ask her, what did she get out of that? Like, cause I'm curious. Well, like,
what's going on in your mind?
Yeah, like, what's, like, you know, did you have fun?
Like did you come?
I fight with the thought of having two guys at once. I fight with that thought.
Yeah, you said that it turned the idea of it turns
yes, especially when I think of two like bomb ass guys that I've already been with at the same time.
Ugh.
But I could not get myself to go there. I couldn't.
But you could think about it and get wet.
I think about it, yes.
And get engorged.
Sure. Right. For sure. But as far as like taking that step to let two guys fuck me at the same time, it's like.
You would never do that.
No, I couldn't. God knows I couldn't.
She said, God knows.
God knows.
It's just not
and
in
I
me.
Just feel never like know. One guy is enough. Like, mm-hmm. That's enough.
What's the most girls you've been with at one time?
Just two? Yeah,
damn, you wasn't having like all kind of
orgies.
Nah.
Did you enjoy that? Because some people say that it's just too much work and like too much thinking. Oh, where am I gonna come?
Nah, I enjoyed it just to say that I did it. Like you know what I mean? To be able to be like, yeah, I did that.
Do you feel like whatever woman you're with needs to be able to have threesomes? Because a lot of guys will say, oh, I can't be with a girl who doesn't like girls.
I mean, I probably could be with a chick that like chicks, maybe, but you know, I'm kind of selfish.
One-on-one.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Gigi's like, not me.
Well, you know, I dibbled and dabbled and sharing is caring. It is what it
I'm
is.
I'm selfish.
But if you were with a girl and she was had another girlfriend, would that bother you?
Nah. As long as that other girlfriend is not fucking taking her somewhere else and involving a nigga without me knowing. You know
what
I'm saying?
Okay, as long as there's no penis
involved.
Because that's a potential problem, like, right there. Like, okay, yeah, you got a homegirl
that you
fucking.
We do it with your boo, now let's do my boo.
Exactly. And that's definitely going to happen, probably, depending on the girl.
Like, she could go on, but could she go, like, on a girl's vacation with just her? Like, oh, we going to the Bahamas?
Yeah, you could do it. Fuck it. That's just give me free time.
That's damn. That 2 weeks
about to go down.
When you coming back?
I just feel like the less people involved in your sexual relationships, the safer they are.
Right.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
It's very true.
You're bringing other people into the bedroom, you're bringing in their germs.
Right.
And their little bad bugs.
And their herpes.
You understand herpes. All right, but Havoc, thank you so much for joining us on Lip Service. I didn't think you was going to really do it.
Nah,
it wasn't so bad.
It wasn't bad at all, was it?
No, it wasn't bad at all. I enjoyed it.
We don't want you to go home and get in trouble. We don't like that.
Nah, I'm straight.
All right, well, that was Lip Service. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.